The United States is unique in that it is a nation of immigrants, old and new. The U.S. takes in more immigrants than the rest of the world combined, about 1.3 million a year. In 2003, 32.5 million people, or 11.5% of the population, was foreign-born. Between 1995 and 1998, 3 million immigrants entered the U.S. legally. Why have so many people from other countries left family and friends, jobs and traditions to start life in a new country? The answer to that question is as diverse as the people who have come to America. Between 1820 and 1840, many Germans came because of political unrest and economic problems. Between 1840 and 1860, many Irish people came because of famine. The potato crop, which they depended on, had failed. Between 1850 and 1882, many Chinese people came to America because of famine. The early group of immigrants came from Northern and Western Europe. In 1881, a large group started arriving from Eastern and Southern Europe. Jews from Eastern Europe came to escape religious persecution. Italians came for work. Most came to find freedom and a better life. The number of immigrants grew. Between 1881 and 1920, more than 23.4 million immigrants came. In 1910, 15% of the population was foreign-born. In 1924, Congress passed a law restricting the number of immigrants and immigration slowed. In 1965, Congress opened the doors again and immigration started to rise. In the 1960s and 1970s, Cubans and Vietnamese people came to escape communism. In the 1980s, Jews from the former Soviet Union came because of anti-Semitism, and in the 1990s, Bosnians came because of war. Many people came so that they could be reunited with their families who had come before. In addition to legal immigration, about 300,000 come to the U.S. each year illegally. Since the U.S. Census cannot count these people, this number is only an estimate.